Jesus, my Savior. Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty my comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to
for your covenant to us. Merciful and kind, slow to anger, abounding in love. Your compassion faileth not. What a good, good Father. What a kind Savior and friend we have in Jesus. Every second and every minute belongs to you tonight, Jesus. The space that we've gathered in to worship your name belongs to you, Jesus. Every affection from our heart belongs to you, Jesus. We love you and we honor you, Jesus. We honor you and we love you, Holy Spirit. We honor you and we love you, Father of lights. Father of glory, Almighty God, Redeemer and Deliverer, we honor and praise your holy name tonight.
Praise will ever be on my lips, ever. ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Your love is devoted like a ring of solid gold, like a vow that is tested, like a covenant of old. Your love is enduring through the winter and been. Faithful you will be. You pledge yourself to me, and that's why I sing. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. You will be praised. You will be praised. With angels and saints, we sing, worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised. You will be praised. With angels and saints. Your praise. We sing worthy. praise will on my lips ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, and your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. You are worthy and you are holy, Lord of all. And you are worthy, oh so worthy. You are holy.
Forever.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Psalm 97 says, "The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad. Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings light up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord of the whole earth, the heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory." Can everyone get your word out, your Bibles? And turn to Psalm 97. Let's read this out and declare this out together as we just continue in worship. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm reading out of the New King James Version, just so we're all reading the same words. A song of praise to the sovereign Lord. Ready? Verse 1. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad. Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings light the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord of the whole earth, the heavens declare his righteousness, and all peoples see his glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Just begin to lift your voice and thank the one that stands alone. No one compares to him. No one compares to his greatness. Nothing compares to his majesty and his glory. We worship you, Father, for being the one God that reigns supreme and preeminent. The one that never fails. The one whose compassion fails not. At the presence of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord, you could burn us up in your presence, but you desire us to come in and come close. And so you do. You call us by name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the fire that goes before you and consumes all of your enemies. Consumes everyone, Lord, because you are victorious. You are strong in battle, mighty to save, mighty to save. We worship your name and we honor you in this place. Go ahead, just lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and sing a song to him of his glory, of his goodness, of his mercy, of his compassions that fail not, of his love and kindness that endures forever, his faithfulness that endures throughout 1,000 generations. Oh, the greatness of our God. Goodness and mercy that chases down, oh, the Father never change. You never change. Which are new every morning. Father of lights, Father of lights. Your blood that saves, for your blood that saves, for your blood that heals, for the comfort of Holy Spirit. Worthy.
glory, worthy of it all. Worthy, Lord of lords, for from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You are worthy of it all.
Daniel 7, 9. I watched till thrones were put in place and the Ancient of Days was seated. His garment was white as snow and his hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, its wheels of burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him, and thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were open. I watched then because of the sound of pompous words which the horn was speaking. I watched till the beast was slain and its body destroyed and given to the burning flame. And for the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. I was watching in night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came, coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and language should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You are the Ancient of Days seated on your throne. Your garments are white. Your throne is fiery. There's a fiery river flowing. And yet the Son of Man has come and you have given him dominion and honor and glory and power for a kingdom that is everlasting upon everlasting. This kingdom shall not, never, ever be destroyed. We stand in that victory. We get have access to this throne room. We have access into being able to see you, Ancient of Days, without being killed, without being destroyed. Because you desired to have us so close to you. And yet you are the one that we get to serve. That all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. We all serve you. You are our Lord and nothing else. Nothing else can take your place as Lord in our lives. You are the only one who is allowed to take that place as Lord. You are the only one with that name. You are the only one with the name Lord in our lives. And to that we just say hallelujah. That we're able to have a Lord in our life who desires to have a relationship with us, who has brought us in to say, I desire you to be my child. I desire to have a relationship with you, to allow you to be able to be upon those thousands and thousands, upon 10,000 and 10,000s praising my name and giving me honor and glory because you are worth it. I love you so much and I want you to be a part of everything that I have planned. I want you to be a part of what I am doing. You are in this. You are going forward. You are present in my presence right now. And I just thank you, Jesus, that we can be before you. Be before you at the throne. See the Son of Man come and be crowned with the crown that he deserves. Not our crowns. We lay our crowns down. There's nothing that we deserve. But Jesus, you deserve the crown. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, that all dominion and all power has been given to you, and you have given it to us. You haven't even kept it for yourself. You say, I love you so much. I love the people that I've created so much, the world that I've created so much, that I am giving you all power and all dominion so that every nation, tribe, and tongue will bow and declare that my name is Jesus as Lord. And Father, we just thank you so much that this is the truth. This is the reality that we live in. No matter what circumstances look like, no matter what's going on around us, you are the Lord. You are the victor. You reign supreme. There is nothing else on this earth that can happen that you do not have victory over. You have already defeated the grave, so there is nothing else that you cannot defeat. And we stand and we walk in that victory. We walk in that renewed mind that you have gifted us to be able to come into this presence, Lord God, to be able to be humbled, to be able to come into your throne room. Lord, it's not everyone who gets to walk in. It's those that have humbled themselves to declare you as Lord, to be able to walk in, to say, I have given my life fully over to you, Jesus. I have declared you as Lord. I have declared you as my Savior. I am living my life for you. And you give us access to so much. Everything that you have access to, you give us access to because we're willing to use it the way you tell us to use it. The way that we're able to speak out what you tell us to speak out. We go the way you tell us to go and nothing else. That is why you've gifted us everything, because you are trusting us, entrusting us with going forward and moving the way that you've told us to move. And so, Father, tonight as we take communion, this is just again that remembrance of just what you did at the cross, that your body, your blood was poured out for us, Jesus, so that you would be able to give us Holy Spirit inside of us, filling us up, so we would have the ability to say, yes, I want to make you my Lord. Yes, you have saved me from all my sinful ways. My sinful nature is completely gone. And I have been made a new creation because of you, Jesus. I have been made new. I have a new Father. I have a new Master who I follow, who I listen to, who I obey. And I will obey no one else but you. No one else but you, Ancient of Days. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. So we thank you for your body. We thank you for your blood. And as we take these elements, Father, we just thank you that you sanctify them as we just breathe in the access that you have given us to the throne room. Continue to take us there, Lord.
Child of weakness,
Jesus died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat, 'cause Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. You washed it white as snow, 'cause Jesus paid.
Blood of Jesus. Nothing Better word. Jesus. Yeah. We can't live without.
starts to vanish. Every hopeless situation ceases to exist. When you walk into the room, the dead begin to rise, and there is resurrection light in all you do. Just a memory and tears are no more. We'll enter in as the wedding bells ring. Your bride will come together and we'll sing. You're scars in his head.
I wasn't planning on sharing this, but the Lord was provoking me on the floor about something that happened on Sunday when you all were meeting here and worship had just ended and it transitioned into communion. Mike led communion, and then Michelle gave a message. We weren't here for that. We were out of the area, and we were in a new place on Sunday. We had prayed as we were away last week, Lord, use us as we're enjoying being away, but use us. So this was the day we were coming home, Sunday, but right at that time, we were in a meeting with a new friend. His name is Craig. He's in his later 50s, and he wasn't expecting what the Lord planned. And timing is what the word I kept hearing on the floor here, timing, the timing of the Lord, and what we think is not important or not going to happen, or we're not thinking a certain way. When we position ourselves to just flow with what's going on in the spirit inside, that we're going to be able to be used right when we least expect it. And that's what happened earlier that morning. Pastor Bill was having his time with the Lord in devotions, and he was going through, and the Lord led him to a specific passage in Scripture, and he didn't really talk to me about it. I didn't know about that. But at that time, hi, sweetheart. But at that time, he was with the Lord. The Lord was speaking to him about different points within the passage, which he told me later. And it turned out that was the very passage that the Lord put on Mike's heart to be able to share here. So all this was going on at the same time. There was something in the spirit that was happening. And the Lord likes to shift what we think is the way to go on different things. And so when we were meeting with this new friend, there was someone else who was planning on connecting with us, but the Lord shifted it right at that time. So timing is all about God. He's very, very clear. So as we started to speak to this person, both of us, we just shared Jesus. We kept talking about Jesus, who the Lord is, why he's really important to us, etc., and what our lives, who our lives really revolve around. And we ended up staying with him for about 2.5 hours. And his upbringing was from a Catholic background, which he told us later on as we were talking. But we weren't really talking about his past, and we weren't talking about what he was, how he was raised or anything like that. We were talking about Jesus and talking about how great he is, and he's coming back again. And all of this was new. And this man was, to use the word provoked again, totally provoked in the spirit. And he put aside anything that he was thinking he was going to be talking to us about. And he listened, and the Lord, you could just see the Lord doing a huge miracle at that time. And we began to share not just our own personal testimonies of why we love Jesus so much, but how big he is, how great and mighty he is, and what he has done for us, but what he has done in this earth as well. So we shared miracle testimonies, what's happened to us in our life, what we've seen, but what has happened. And one of them was so profound in 2010, where I was taken up into the heavenly throne room with the Lord, and Bill was there, and Andy happened to be in the room at that time. And Bill and I were saying how we saw Jesus, and when I was looking straight into this man's eyes, his eyes were filled up. Because when you see Jesus, that's no small thing, because my eyes are always filled up whenever I have the privilege of even sharing that. And when Jesus came, and Bill started sharing first, because when things were not going well and it looked as though I could go home to heaven, and Jesus said, no, 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 bring her to me, then everything changed for Bill, as he was pretty concerned and upset, and what the heck, this is, it shouldn't end this way, this is not good, Jesus. So when we went into the throne room and we're telling him all of this, and that Jesus came, and Jesus very calmly took his finger and touched every organ slowly of my body, and I saw that in the state that I was in, and I glowed, the organs glowed. And so when I shared that, not as weepy-eyed as I am at this moment, but still profoundly, intensely filled with the goodness and the glory of God telling him that, his face changed and everything changed at that moment. He didn't know where to go, what to do, except tell me more, tell me more, tell me more. So as we spoke about Jesus, like tonight we're singing to him and singing about Jesus, the Lord wants us to be completely ready for whatever he has in mind. We didn't know this was going to happen. So when we told him what we believe Jesus' gospel is and what he says is necessary for us to come to know him, where we receive him, we invite him in exchange for his life coming in. He couldn't believe it. And that we lay our lives down by giving him our life, giving him our entire self, and saying that's what it's all about. And we start from there. He was so humble. He was a seasoned salesman, businessman, very intelligent, excellent communicator. And as I was telling him the things I was telling him, the Lord told me he's going to preach my gospel. And I saw a picture of him in front of a lot of people. And he wasn't even saved. So as we're talking, you know, it's like, well, Lord, this is going somewhere. And at one point, he just looked at both of us. And he put his arms straight out. There was a table and he went like this. And he didn't say the words, what must I do to be saved? We had already told him. But he said, pray for me. Hadn't even invited him to pray. Hadn't even said, we can lead you to Jesus. We didn't do anything like that. We were just talking about Jesus, because Jesus walked in the room in that place. So when we started praying, we were each holding a hand, and he's weeping. And he's looking for Kleenex. Bill gave him Kleenex. He gave his entire life to Jesus on the spot. And this was the end of our time away this past week to celebrate, you know, our anniversary and just be away on vacation and whatever. And that was the end. And it was so profound. And he goes, what, you actually can understand the Bible? I said, yeah. He had not read it, except when he was a young kid. He opened it or something. So Bill told him all about that. And I said, yeah. And when I gave him my testimony, mine was very... very radical, actually. But nobody said to me, do you want to know Jesus? Do you want to invite him? Do you want to pray? Do you want to go up to the altar? But I was on this quest to know what was true. And we talked all about that. And this man, he said, this is so real. This is so real. Meaning, this is what I felt and I've been feeling. And I didn't know where to go and what to do. But he had one moment with the Lord back in 2001 where he felt that the Lord made himself known in some situation, but he didn't do anything with it. 24, 23 years ago. And he just looked. And Bill said, oh, that's no problem. The Lord will redeem the time. He's like, wow. So he got saved, got born again. He was so excited. So we're getting on the Bible app and the whole bit for him to read the Gospel of John if he wanted to. And I'm getting in touch with friends of ours who live in Norfolk, Virginia, that used to work for Pat Robertson and CBN, Sandy Martin Hutchins. And she sent all kinds of ideas for churches and phone numbers and all this to help this man. And we were real excited, and we're friends, and we've been talking back and forth. Why am I sharing this right now? There's a testimony? Yes. But I believe the Lord is saying, I want to do it again. And I really believe that Jesus is going to save people tonight. I don't know if there's anyone here who doesn't know him. And if that is you, he wants to bring you into his heart and his kingdom right now, very simply. And I know online, whether someone's online not knowing you, Jesus, yet, this is a night for you. And we can pray that if there isn't somebody literally online, that they'll be browsing through Facebook and they'll want to watch this and they'll get born again. And that would be you listening to this. So I really believe that was so strong. And so what happened here on Sunday, because we listened to it and watched it later, partially on our way home and then later after that, we know that the Lord's very serious about those who love him and those who serve him, no matter where they are, no matter what they're doing. The Lord says it's time. It's really time to step out wherever we are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's at Circle K. It doesn't matter if we're driving somewhere else. It doesn't matter where we are and what we're doing or who we are. We have a testimony and we go right to it. God will honor that. We didn't have a lot of time, but it was all about Jesus. Jesus. It was Jesus. Didn't even have to go into other areas because it wasn't about things that he had wondered about or believed in the past. It had nothing to do with that. But chains just fell off. Boom. Because all he wanted was to know Jesus and the truth of Jesus. It's pretty powerful. So I just want to pray right now. And I'm going to invite Ashley, because you came up and led beautiful communion. Just pray this out right now, Ash, if you would, for salvation. Just clear, right to the point, because people are going to give their lives to Jesus, and we can continue to worship them.
So this past weekend, there was salvation at Jackson Celebration. Salvation in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And on the way home, we talked to Inez, and there was a person cleaning her mom's place, and she and the G7 kids interacted with this person, and they received the Lord. So Brazil, Virginia Beach, Jackson Township, salvation was happening all over the place. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And that's exactly what happened last year at Jackson Celebration. There was salvation at Jackson Celebration. There was salvation in Brazil as we had a team there in Brazil. So, Lord, we just thank you for your salvation. And for those that have never stepped into that, or those that need to step fully into that to declare Jesus as Lord, let's just pray together. That Jesus, you died on the cross for me. You forgave me of all my sins. Forgive me now, Lord. I make you Lord of my life. I will go where you go. I will say what you say. I will do what you do. Create in me a clean heart. I am new in you. From this day forth, I will live my life completely as yours. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for anyone, again, here or online, who has prayed that out. Lord, we just thank you for that salvation. Thank you that you died on the cross and you rose again so that we could have that victory. And Lord, that each and every person that prayed that out now has access into your throne room, has access to everything that you have to gift them as Father. All authority has been given unto them because you have anointed them. We thank you, Lord, for the life that you have for them, that they step into new. Step into new. This is a new day, a new dawn. This is a great miracle day in your life. Lord, we thank you for the salvations in Jackson Township, in Virginia Beach, and in Brazil. Lord, do it again, Lord. Do it again. It will never stop, and we will never stop, and we will never quit going after the harvest, obeying you and throwing our nets on the other side. We thank you, Lord.
to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That you are, all that you do. We love you and we honor you in this place. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, Lord. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy, Jesus. You alone are worthy, Jesus. Freely we've received, and freely we'll give, Jesus. For this beautiful week ahead of us, Lord, we thank you for all the plans that are in motion to give the gospel, to give the good news of Christ Jesus to the one right in front of us, Lord. To the ones in our home, Lord. To the neighbors that we wave to outside, Lord. To the people passing by, Lord. Throughout our day, Lord. And Father, we just lift up this mission that you've given the Green Light Mission Team for this weekend, Father. We lift it up to you, Jesus.
have your glorious way, your matchless way, in all that is said, all that is done, all that is prepared, Father, to bring people in, to draw people in, to hear the good news of Christ Jesus that saves, that redeems, and that heals and delivers. The good news of Christ Jesus, the gospel, the precious faith that we have because of the gospel that saved us. Because of you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you're preparing every heart to receive fully and to step in fully and to say yes fully. That every knee would bow and every tongue would confess that you are Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And Lord, we just thank you that as we gather together on Sunday, as we gather to celebrate, as we gather to testify, Lord Jesus, receive all the glory. Receive the reward for your suffering, Jesus. That you would receive the reward for your suffering. We bless your holy name. We thank you for your precious blood, Lord, that covers and protects, Lord, and hedges us in. In Jesus' name, amen. We will not see you here this coming Sunday because we're gathering together at the Larson home to celebrate all that the Lord has done through our local Green Light mission trip that our youth here are going to be doing in Stark County. So we'll see you on Sunday at 10:30 a.m. at the Larson home. Amen. Have a good night.